USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on all Americans to help the country get to the goal of 70% of adults receiving at least one dose of COVID vaccine. In remarks on Wednesday, the president declared June a month of action in a push to get to his 70% goal by Independence Day. He also touted the social progress being made by millions of fully vaccinated people.
And now, tens of millions of Americans have been vaccinated. They're able to return to closer to normal life. Fully vaccinated people are safely shredding their masks and greeting one another with a smile. Grandparents are hugging their grandkids again. Small business owners are reopening storefronts and restaurants because of the vaccination strategy.
The latest data from the CDC says that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states having already reached the president's goal of 70%. This is USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
The CDC says that deaths from kidney disease rose during the pandemic. Tim Berg reports.
The CDC says more patients with kidney failure died during the first 7 months of the pandemic than would have been expected. A new report showing roughly 7 to 10,000 people had end-stage renal disease. That's when a kidney stops working and the filtering of a person's blood requires dialysis or a transplant. The CDC saying these patients face higher risk of dying from COVID because of their weakened immune systems. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a second drug test for Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has confirmed the presence of a banned substance. A lawyer for the horse's trainer, Bob Baffert, confirmed the failed test Wednesday, which could lead to Medina Spirit's Derby win being overturned. Baffert himself could face further punishment as well. He's currently suspended by New York racing officials and has not been allowed to enter any horses at this weekend's Belmont Stakes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has issued a disaster declaration along the Texas-Mexico border in response to the continued surge of illegal immigrant crossings. The governor's declaration in 34 Texas counties authorizes more state resources to assist law enforcement in those affected areas. Governor Abbott said in a statement that he was making the move to confront the border crisis in the absence of federal action and to protect Texans. Former acting ICE Director Tom Homan says the governor's declaration is needed. He tells Fox News that the situation on the border is a national security risk.
His troopers have seized a record amount of fentanyl. And fentanyl spreads over this country. It killed over 64,000 Americans during the last crisis on the border. The criminal cartels control the Mexican-U.S. border, and Joe Biden administration handed it to them. They use this humanitarian crisis. They'll push hundreds of family groups in one area, tie all the Border Patrol agents up, so they move their fentanyl, their gang members, to unprotected areas, which creates a national security crisis. Not accounting how many people on the FBI watch list have got in successfully that we didn't arrest. It's a severe national security crisis.
And legendary basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski plans to retire as Duke University's men's coach at the end of the 2021-22 season. Stadium First reporting on the coach's plans, Krzyzewski is the winningest coach in Division I men's basketball, winning 5 national championships in his 41 seasons at Duke. Only UCLA's John Wooden has won more titles. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.